At 9 in the morning, Mildred's bed was empty. Montag got up quickly, his heart pumping, and ran down the hall and stopped at the kitchen door. Toast popped out of the silver toaster, was seized by a spidery metal hand that drenched it with melted butter. Mildred watched the toast delivered to her plate. She had both ears plugged with electronic bees that were humming the hour away. She looked up suddenly, saw him, and nodded. "You all right?" he asked. She was an expert at lip-reading from 10 years of apprenticeship at Seashell Ear Thimbles. She nodded again. She set the toaster clicking away at another piece of bread. Montag sat down. His wife said, "I don't know why I should be so hungry." "You?" "I'm hungry." "Last night," he began. "Didn't sleep well. I feel terrible," she said. "God, I'm hungry. I can't figure it." "Last night," he said again. She watched his lips casually. "What about last night?" "Don't you remember?" "What? Did we have a wild party or something? Feel like I've a hangover. God, I'm hungry. Who was here?" "A few people," he said. "That's what I thought." She chewed her toast. "Sore stomach, but I'm hungry as all get out. Hope I didn't do anything foolish at the party." "No," he said quietly. The toaster spidered out a piece of buttered bread for him. He held it in his hand, feeling obligated. "You don't look so hot yourself," said his wife.